Waikato is going to start, I believe, with an overview indoor presentation.
Okay. Since the TCC, last the TCC meeting, we actually balanced all the Z230 funds at the April 15th TCC meeting. But after the TCC meeting, we got some updated information. One is the two Jimmy DeLoach projects, Jimmy DeLoach at US 80 interchange and Jimmy DeLoach extension from I-16 to US 80. Funds for them have been authorized because they are now using House Bill 170 funds. So those two projects will go for letting in July. The problem is because Chatham County actually applied for Z230 funds for the 0259 project, the Jimmy DeLoach interchange project. And now, since they authorized the funds for local, so we cannot change that. Now we just need to reallocate the funds that I highlighted over there. That's about, the matched funds is about $560,000, so the federal portion is about $450,000. Another thing that I got information from GDOT is that Federal Highway Administration will not allow us to split right-of-way funding, so I will ask Tamara to do some explanation on that, because I'm not clear what is going on. That will impact the project during, because we have currently for project during, we have preliminary engineering program in 2018 and 2019, and we, because GDOT have this new rule that we cannot roll over the previous funds to the next available year, so that's why we have to split right away for Project Durain into 2020 and 2021, and now I was told that we probably cannot do that, so we have to figure out how to fund the right away for Project Durain. Another thing I think is like they wouldn't allow right-of-way and the construction to be programmed in the same year. So normally the utility phase is programmed with the construction in the same year, but we have to do the balance. We actually do the right-of-way and utility in fiscal 2021 over there. My guess is that we probably have to move utility to later years over here. So that's what happens over here. But I will ask Vivian and Tamara to give us an explanation on the right-of-way situation.
Vivian, Tamara.
Megan, was that Waikato?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what was the question?
The question was to explain the policy where we couldn't split the right-of-way phase between 2 years.
You could split the right-of-way phase between 2 years?
Right.
What, do you know what project this is in particular? I can look at it honestly.
No, I couldn't.
It's Project Durain, the PI number 0008358. And I believe the issue, Tamara, is the right-of-way phase is less than 15 million, and I think it has to be over 15 million to be able to split phases.
Right. Okay.
Hey everybody, this is William. That rule is listed in the SIP. It's part of the, it seems to be an agreement between FHWA and GDOT on how to handle more expensive right-of-way phases. And they put a minimum of $15 million that it has to be before they allow split funding of right-of-way phases. Yes. And that we provided Waikato the PDF of the pages that lays out that policy.
What is the, Mike, what is the total expected cost of the right-of-way? Fall apart.
I think it's about between $7 and $8 million in total.
It's roughly $8 on the one project, $2 on the other one.
So it's a fairly, relatively
it's
small.
Probably about $11 million total.
So, okay, so no matter what, it's for the.
So, what was the reason for that rule?
Yeah, we used to split right away from time to time. I don't think anybody at the last meeting was aware of that rule. Mm-hmm. Obviously, because we weren't having it. Anyone know why that's a rule?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question for FHWA.
As far as that rule goes, that was before my time, and I would have to consult, you know, someone that was here prior before me, as in regards to why it couldn't be moved. But like William said, it is noted as an agreement in the STIP that anything less than 15 million won't be able to do the years, cross years. But I can find out for you.
I mean, at this point, that's the rule. We have to
By the rule right now, I mean, we're just not going to change it just because Cora wanted to be changed,
sure,
or because you don't agree with it. But right now, but what I can give you is some background information as to how we came up with that that rule.
That would be fine, Tamara.
Well, that
for
would
now,
be great.
We have. We'll work around with what you are providing.
Right, I mean, that would be great. The thing is, we're here at a special meeting because apparently nobody at the last meeting knew the rules, so I think it's a reasonable request to try to understand why the rule is there.
Yes, and it's notated, and I feel, and William quoted out to you guys.
Okay, well, we appreciate it. I mean, we're going to move ahead with what is, try to get something balanced, but it's hard with such a small amount of money. You know, it's $5 million a year to try to hit that every year. So that's what we're trying to do today.
I think Mark also asked the Judah about whether we can just save some previous year's money.
Oh, I did have a question
that I asked.
I don't think I got an answer. And we had, what I recall about the discussion at the last meeting was that if we had money on a project and it missed an authorization in a given year, that money did not come back. A rollover directly to the next year, that it might perhaps come back in later years or two. But my question is, can we bank it from one year to the next if it's not on the project, so that maybe in one year we have enough to actually do a project, i.e., you know, maybe we need $10 or $15 million. Could you bank it for a couple of years and then use it all at once?
Hey, this is William. I don't think that would be the case. If you wanted to bank or you roll over the funds from year to year, to kind of build up something, you'd have to request that to the director of planning.
Ahead of time.
Follow the same process.
Right, okay. Okay, well, I just wanted to make sure that wasn't an option.
It is an option. You just have to ask permission.
I was going to say, does that necessarily cut out the option if we know ahead of time that we want to?
If we know ahead of time and if we have a project that's a priority, it sounds like we can make the request. As long as we do it early enough, then we would have time to work that out.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I think we know where we are, then we'll just have to figure out what we can fit in here.
Mike, I was just going to ask, it's all one PI. You're saying it's all one project right now, the project we're in. But it sounds like you're talking about
three PIs, but we have priority on the one that's the interchange.
The big one, we are talking about one big one.
Are they all the same PI, or there's three different PIs?
No, they're three different PIs.
But, okay, what you're splitting the right-of-way cost is all under one PI.
Correct.
Okay, I guess I was.
Well, I'm ready if you need to make that change. I worked out some numbers.
But we have to balance the whole thing. Yeah, balance the whole thing.
Well, I can give you some way to balance it.
Let's start at the top and work our way down. So if we start in the middle, and then we're going to throw all the numbers like we did last
time. Like we did last time.
Well, that will happen, yes.
Okay. So at the top, at first we need to reallocate the funds for the Jimmy DeLoach. That was allocated to Jimmy DeLoach in change.
Well, I think we need to look at the sum total of displaced funds and then decide where to put them.
But yeah,
because if we take, like, well, here's one, and then we reallocate that, then we're going to start moving everything
right
around.
Right.
Let's look at how much money is there in what year total, and just figure out where to put it.
Okay,
well,
because
that's why you start at the top. You start with this one, and then you work your way down, because that money doesn't roll over.
Well, right.
So we have, in this one, we have 561 total match available.
Right, but if you also understand what we have in the next year, then we can start to see all the relations.
Well, actually, it's only the federal funds that we're going to be.
We're only looking at the federal funds because some of the projects have overmatch.
But I'm saying if you start down in 2019 or 2020, what you do there, if you come back and try to balance stuff, it may not work out. start from
the top? No, I'm not saying like do 1 year. I'm saying let's see the number for each year
okay.
all at once.
Okay.
And then start to see how these projects could be arranged.
Gotcha.
Okay. I do have a column that shows the match and the overall balance, but I think what we are concerned now is the federal portion, because the local can always provide the overmatch. So if we just focus on, like in the first year,
449,515, and then
yes,
and next year's fine.
Next year's fine, and then it's 2020 and 2021.
Okay, so.
So I can combine these two. The reason that I divide them into two different lines is because when we decided to do the call for project, and the direction from TCC is that if the project already have the Z2-30 funds in the previous TIP, we're not going to touch it. But if you have additional funds, I would just highlight those. So that's why I differentiated them.
Because one's kind of protected.
Yeah. So the one was protected.
Yeah, for the time being, you might want to leave it that way.
Yeah.
Because the 1.6, what you say, was allocated before, right?
Yes.
I thought it was more than that.
Well, that's the federal.
Yes, it was more than that, but we, in order to do the balance, we actually moved some to...
I think it was 6 million, 4 million.
4.8 million.
Right.
But in order to do the balance, we moved some to 2021. That's how we did it.
Okay, well, I'll get out the calculator, unless you have the total.
166788. We're looking at these columns. Yeah.
So it's $11.9 million.
In 20 and 2021.
But from
maybe you could just do a formula over in a
from what I understand, all of the right of way has to be in the same year, right?
Yes, that's the problem.
So why don't we just first start with that, move everything.
Well, if you want to do that
on the same year,
here's what I propose.
2.89.
What we propose, I propose to do.
Mike, before you say, before you do anything, I have to say another thing. You have your mitigation phase. Do not request you put mitigation phase either under PE or right way. So they don't have a separate phase for mitigation. What is it? Is it right way?
It'd probably be under right way.
So okay, so I would just change the mitigation to right of way.
Is that going to look like the second
right
way phase?
That's more complicated now.
So we know what that is for the time being, put in parentheses mitigation.
Let's put it.
Or just leave.
Yeah.
That'll be 4,300,000.
Can you go back to the top now?
Why don't you hide the numbers for now?
Since
we're not messing with the second year, hide them and see everything that's left.
In FY18, I'm going to suggest we move the Deloach money, the 449, down to Triple Trail, since we lost some of the 301 funds we had previously applied. So that 449 would go towards construction. Anyone have a problem with that?
For what?
We lost 301
funds? Yeah. We applied for over a million. But we only got, because of the balance, we didn't get them.
Oh, you had a partial award.
Yeah. Okay. That's my suggestion for that.
So you're getting, right now, you're getting a million federal funds.
Yes.
How much do you need? All of it?
Yes.
You can use all of it?
$449. That would get us closer to balancing the 80-20.
How much do you need for the construction?
Total?
Yes.
Over 4 million.
I don't have a problem with that. Is there anything else that we had promised or that was a priority?
I
mean, It's a local project. I'd rather see it go on local projects than...
Well, it's a local project, but it's multi-jurisdiction.
Right. No, I mean, it's but it's local money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's federal, but it's local in the sense that it's our attributable STP.
Sure.
So I'd rather see it go on local than a, you know, a statewide project.
So right now you have 2 million right now, and do you have?
We have 1.16. The 2 million.
Correct. But the total right now is 2 million. So you said the construction is 4 million. The estimate.
Yes.
So is that coming from SPLOS right now?
A portion of SPLOS, and then a portion we got 301 fund.
Very.
The TA funds.
There is any fire or be on any of it.
For the county.
For anybody. This list prior.
This is a list that was fitted to the expected available funds based on our prior best list, which is always, it's always something a little bit different. Because we're trying to hit that roughly $5 million a year.
Okay.
Exact.
I actually didn't show the ranking, but I'm pretty sure this was ranked number one. And this was ranked to number two, and this was ranked to number three, and this was ranked to number four.
Well,
when we did the Z230 call for projects.
Well, although the I-16 was ranked number one, you know, the interstates have, you know, other funding options, and it's kind of almost a statewide priority. And since this is our local attributable funds, my preference would be to put it on a local project as long as that project is ready to consume the funds.
Well, no, I would put it towards... I would put it towards 16 and 3 or 7, but we don't need any more PE money on that. We don't, that's covered.
And not every project was prioritized during the call for projects because not every project applied for
that.
I mean, if I had known the TA funds were less, I would have applied for additional 230 funds for Truman Trail. But the TA funds that were proposed were supposed to cover what we needed.
One of the criteria of all of the stuff is that we're only applying for money that we can actually spend, design better, contract or whatever it is.
Yeah. There's a penalty if you don't make
it. Well, yeah, you lose money.
Yeah, you're basically losing the money.
Yeah. Question I have is, you're putting money for construction under Truman Park, Alinea Park P, but you don't have any PE money.
We're doing that all local. That's already allocated. We're in right away right now.
We're talking about A or B? Not in B.
No, this is
I'm
A.
I'm talking about
y'all's
B.
Project.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's no...
Because y'all didn't apply for it.
Yeah.
They didn't apply for TA or
no.
230 funds.
No, City didn't apply for additional funds for the Phase 2B.
But if you recall, we gave you additional construction.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
we
I agree with that.
More.
But my question is, we might not have enough money to do the PE. I'm just raising the...
Why didn't you apply?
I do not know. I'm not in charge of the project. I have no
idea. Bethley called me at the time. They just, I mean, you know, our call for projects was not a very long one. They had some other things going on. We just couldn't get it.
Who was that?
Nick Bethley.
He's the project manager.
He's the project manager at the city.
So,
no. Or so be it. Well, they're probably not aware of the process.
They knew the call of the project.
We talked to them.
Yeah.
Yes. We talked to them about the
coordinated
the project.
Projects monthly.
You know, that should be sale.
Too late to
exactly. I mean, it sounds like everybody knew about it, so I mean, like,
I'm just raising the issue.
Yeah, I think they got the match is $300,000 for the PE. Those funds were already authorized, so
before.
Yes, before. Yeah, but I did talk to him before the copper project, and I said you need to just if you need to additional money, you need to apply to send me something, but he didn't.
Well, we need to move on because I don't have time. I have to leave. I have a phone conference at 11, so I have to leave.
I'm going to make a motion that we move the Jimmy Deloach money to the Truman Trail Phase 2A construction money in FY18. And that should balance that here. Do we have a second?
I guess I'll second this.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. With the act.
Motion carries. Let's go down to 2019 should be fine, though, right?
Yes, 2019 and 2020. Yes. So now we just need to focus on the part of the ring.
Well, my suggestion is to take the money out of 2020 for right away and move it to 21. And move the utility out of there.
Utility to 2020, probably 2022. 22. Yeah, 2022.
Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure we can't.
You can't move the money out of 20 to 21.
Yeah. What's in that year until we're told different? That's what Mark was saying.
I mean, we could make the request. We could do something else now and make that request and look at changing it. You know, next time we adjust the tip. But right now we can't do that.
Oh, we can move it?
No. See, we're trying to hit the balance every single year because we're not allowed to carry money forward anymore. That's why it's so difficult.
Okay, I moved the utility to 2022. So now 2021 has a positive balance of 960. But we still have to balance 2020 and 2021.
And theoretically, we can switch projects between years, but we still have to hit the numbers.
As long as you don't split the project.
No. Well, that's what I was going to do is, and I was going to move the Montgomery Street to 20, to, let's see, to 2020. Because we were going to take the money out of Duran right away.
Move this to 2020?
Yes.
Is that the actual amount you need, or was that a partial report? The 593.
But that's still. I think if you move this to 2020, and then move the two, move these two to 2021. I think in 2020 we will have a positive balance, but in 2021, maybe we might have a net in the balance. But let me just try that to see what it will work.
Such a small pot of money.
See, that's what happens.
When do you need right away on Durant? When are you confident?
Because of the schedules, and right now we have issues with the schedule because we know it's going to have to be moved. I'm more confident in 21 than 20.
I'm going to make a suggestion. I don't have to follow it, but I know they need additional money on the 16 projects. So if we can allocate toward the design build in 2020, then that would give you an opportunity in 2021 to go back to GDOT and say, hey, we only got this much funded on right away. Can you guys come and help us pick some additional money up on Durant Avenue? Because is it balanced in 2021?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Look
How
at
far
this.
Is it off?
2020 now is balanced, but 2021 is negative balance.
So my suggestion would be put that $2.2 million on the 16 widening project, and then y'all work with GDOT to come up with additional right-of-way funding in 2021.
Wait a minute. You say 2020 is balanced right now?
There's a $2.2
yes.
million cushion.
Well, it's not negative. Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Well, can we add money to the Lesbos construction?
How much do you need?
Well, I was suggesting that we can, the way I was balancing it
you can
was,
use it all? Can you use it all?
The 2 million? The
yeah.
2 million?
Can you use it and match it?
We're going to need more money. We the problem, we made a commitment to use that money that we have
uh-huh.
for right away. And I know we aren't going to have enough for construction. And
where's the right of way? Is that 19?
Yeah, it's like 19, yes.
Which one?
The right of way
right of way in 2017. It's going to be authorized.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
we already
going to be authorized by right. by the, this end.
So I can use more construction money. It's probably going to be in the neighborhood of $4 million, so if I can get the $2 million there, I think that would be good.
So now you're overmatching for
yeah,
we'll have construction.
Yeah, I will have to put more money in construction, yes.
So are you going to... So basically you want $1.6 million plus this 2.4?
2.2? Yeah. Try putting all of it on his project and see what that...
Yeah.
So he can see what that does in terms of matching.
What is the fourth column? I know you have federal match.
This is a federal or local overmatch. This is the required 20%. This is the overmatch. And then this is the total cost.
Yeah, because it was not a 20-80 split, it was like...
But you have an updated cost estimate to justify? Because right now your overmatch is only 1.046.
You know, we have an estimate, yes.
So it sounds like you're proposing that we put the $2 million federal on it, which would reduce your overmatch, is that what
Yes.
Okay, which would help the city
yes.
with money you can spend somewhere else.
Correct.
So why don't you plug that in, Michael, and see if that
Let's see.
Well, the overmatch is going to stay, but...
No.
Well, then you got way more money than you said you needed.
Yeah, construction estimate has to be set.
So it looks like you have almost $2 million.
That overmatch was based on the fact you are bringing additional local money.
Oh, right.
But if we just added 2.2, and your overmatch is 1.04, and that overmatch goes away.
Even
from an accounting standpoint, you only said that.
Yeah, but you...
Even then, it looks like you have $2 million.
I think you do.
You've got to give
What's
us an accurate cost estimate for the construction.
It's close to four.
So now it's almost $6 million
right.
for construction.
Right. So you
take the overmatch out.
I mean, it sounds like you take the overmatch out and then you still don't quite need all of that federal.
Do you still need the overmatch?
No.
Overmatch is local.
So
is
now
that,
the cost is.
That
it's
still what, 49?
So it sounds like you're still...
We're probably a little over. So if we can just get rid of the 900,000.
No, that's your math. You have to provide.
No, he's talking about
just
the total.
About
the
total.
So you want to hit 4 million even?
That number needs to be just 4 million straight.
4 million straight? 4 million straight, that will be...
Well, we'll start reducing.
So
3.2 and 10.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can use that.
There's your report study, George.
And then we still have the... We still have about 700...
We'll see how it goes.
About $729,000 positive in fiscal 2020. That's fine. We don't have to use all of these. That can be allocated to later years.
Okay.
No, that's not.
Another procedural question, I guess. We don't lose the money until the year that we actually don't spend it, or are they going to go ahead and take it off of our balance.
I thought it was use it or lose it.
Yeah, well, that's a question. Do we have GDOT, Federal Highway, still on the line here?
I guess it's starting.
That's why we got this whole
thing
last time to balance it.
Vivian?
Yeah,
it's
use it or lose it. That's
what it means. But in the third year of the TIP, if we don't quite have all the money allocated, we lose the third year TIP money
right now?
No, sir. Like what I was about to tell you guys is that as long as this is balanced right now, we can amend this on August. If you don't, if for example, if you have not used everything in 2020, you can leave it like that. As long as we're balanced, the TIP is going to get adopted, and then we can add in things.
So we're not going
to
lose.
Use all that money.
So we're not going to lose 2020 money
right
this
now,
summer
no.
If we adopt this TIP. We still have up until that fiscal year.
Exactly.
Okay. So it's okay to leave a little bit. I'm sure something will come along that needs it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
The only thing we got to balance is current year.
Make sure we use it.
Yeah, make sure we use it. Okay.
Well, no, we've got the first 3 years balanced, don't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now we have the first 3 years balanced.
Well, I guess on the third year, you're going to have to take it out of
the
right.
I think, Mike, what we can do over here is we can reduce the right way, the federal portion. You just need to increase the overmatch. That way.
Right.
So because we already took care of your overmatch for the De Lesseps Avenue, so you just need to put that money to this project, provide overmatch.
We can do that.
Oh, that would actually just about fix it, wouldn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that was about the same.
Yeah, we can do that.
So let me just calculate the total.
The utility phase is going to be bumped outside the TIP by a year.
Yes, the utility will be in 2022 now.
So the project in 20.
So all
21.
All right of way.
Durant, right.
All right of way for Durant. So let me just. What was the cost again? Okay, hold on, let me see.
For this fund, yes.
So now it's balanced, but I need to add in the overmatch somewhere. What is the cost again?
What was the overmatch? What's your regular cost?
Yeah, what?
It's, I believe it's eight.
Eight something.
Because we have all of their right-of-way being 8,900,000, is there a reason why not all of the Durant project can be in 2020? Because it's $8 million
of the balancing. So you only get $5 million a year.
But it's less balancing if you move the other thing to 2021. The LASAPs and Montgomery to 2020.
Duran may not be ready in time to go earlier. That's what Mike was saying.
No,
it's a big project.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm just adding the overmatch to this project, Duran. So,
but if this gets approved, you can put that all in one.
Yes.
Well, probably we should put it in one line for the board, so it's not confusing.
The board is not going to see these numbers. They will just see the project. Okay. This project.
Board can see a slightly higher level presentation and ask questions.
Yeah.
So are you done?
Yeah.
So what is the total there last?
Over here.
No. The one above, so that's three million there, is that correct?
Yeah.
For the overmatch?
$3,000,000, $8,000,000.
No, that's the total.
No, that's the overmatch.
Overmatch is this.
Okay.
That's overmatch, but you still have to provide the match for the 230 funds beside that.
The $3 million,
yeah, so
that's local.
Your total local cost is that and whatever that is.
Yes. Your total cost would be...
Oh, okay.
Your total cost is about $3 million.
Okay,
about
$3 million. So these two combined.
Okay. All right, that's
so
fine.
Now at least the federal portion is balanced now.
Okay.
So definitely...
Well, we need to make it official.
Yeah, we need to make it official.
Motion. Are you good with the numbers? What good? No changes?
Anybody? Do you
Any
see?
Further discussion?
Yeah, further discussion?
Just remember we have that money in the 23rd year.
Do we have
something will happen in consumer.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Including all the changes, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you all for coming. We have no other business. Monthly status reports.
If they want to chat,
meeting adjourned.
Thank you. I do
appreciate everyone coming in on short notice.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I don't think we could have got to this in this order.